John Shimkus was elected to Congress back in 1996. He has now experienced redistricting twice, in 2000 and again in 2010. This time, in the new 15th District, Shimkus faces a retired nurse with strong opinions about abortion and birth control. But more about Angela Michael in a minute. First, let's examine the congressman's views on health care. He believes it's important to empower people to take a more active role in their own preventive care.
You got to incentivize people to wellness. The best way to do that is by encouraging their understanding of health insurance and its cost, and really encourage them to actively be a participant in healthy lifestyle. Now, the question is, can the government do that? I doubt it. We're too big. We cost too much. We're very inefficient.
Nevertheless, there are portions of the Affordable Care Act that Congressman Shimkus favors.
You've heard the debate upon, you know, the pre-existing conditions, capitation, young adults on policies. Those are all things we can agree upon.
Shimkus ran unopposed in the Republican primary this spring, but he faces a general election challenge from radio talk show host Angela Michael of Highland, Illinois. While the mother of 13 children is running as a Democrat, she doesn't necessarily subscribe to much of the Democratic platform. In fact, her campaign website focuses on just one issue, abortion. She's vehemently against it and is critical of provisions within the Affordable Care Act that cover birth control. Interviewed by Illinois Public Media in late March, she says it's an insult that taxpayers should foot the bill for what she terms immoral behavior.
If they want contraceptive, they should be able to pay for their own. I believe it's only $9 to buy birth control pills. So I don't understand. If you can afford cigarettes, you can afford a bag of chips. I mean, you can't afford contraceptive. Why does the taxpayers have to pay for your birth control? I don't understand that.
Michael calls herself the citizen's candidate, saying taxpayers should not fund the health care of others.
We had a chance when the Bush administration was here. We had a Republican House, Republican Senate, and I don't understand. We needed to cut off that funding, $350 million that was being sent. It's still being sent to Planned Parenthood. You know, it's ridiculous. What taxpayers don't know, you know, that they're paying for or what they're supporting with their taxes.
Illinois Public Media tried to interview Michael more recently. We reached out to her campaign four times in the last week with no response. Congressman Shimkus says he's had no contact with Michael, and a spokesman for Democrats in Madison County, where she lives, had no comment about her. Matthew Pigeon says redistricting has made it hard for party officials to find candidates to run in the district. Shimkus says Congress faces a tall order after the election. The legislators have reached across the aisle over matters ranging from the debt ceiling to highway construction. Many important issues remain to be dealt with after November 6th. Shimkus is concerned that across-the-board cuts could adversely affect funding for some of the nation's poorest public schools. He also says Congress must pass a new farm bill, but obstacles to doing so exist on both sides of the aisle.
So that's part of this educational things that I have to do to some of my liberal colleagues who have problems with the reforms we have in the food, nutrition, SNAP program, link card as it's called in Illinois, and my conservative friends who think there probably should be limited, if any, role in foreign policy by the national government.
Shimkus admits the new 15th congressional district is big, requiring a lot of travel from his home in Collinsville. Although he's facing an apparent one-issue candidate, he's still campaigning throughout the district. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.